Adieu.
Good afternoon. Happy 4th of July.
Sure, same to you.
Oh, Hashem. Shall we start?
Sure.
Verse 8, well, we're reading from the Parsha of Pinchas, from the Zohar, section 18. Three craftsmen, heaven, earth, and water. Verse 121. Vishim de Barnash Ikaved Vishutafut Gava Vita Vikushabarihu Viaraza Dakitiv Naase Adam Vishutafu Vitane Nan Tilat Umanin Aved Kuchabarihu Vyapaka Mincho Alma v'ilein inun, Shema ya v'yara, Uma ya v'kol chad shimesh, Chad yoma v'it hadru, Kamil kadmin. An alternative explanation of they who made him is that it refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, and the person's father and mother. Since man is made in partnership between a man, his wife, and the Holy One, blessed be He. And about this secret it is written, let us make man, us imploring a partnership with his father and his mother. For we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, made three craftsmen with whom to produce the world, namely heaven, earth, and water. And each one of them served for one day, and then later each served for a second day, as previously. The verse is dealing with this very difficult aspect in the book of Genesis, because it clearly states, let us make man, implying that there's more than one God, because us is plural. And the monotheists, of which I am one, of course, have difficulty with this. How do we reconcile this? But the Zohar comes and it gives us two explanations. One explanation is that the us is referring to the three levels of a husband, a wife, and God is always present when a child is created, because He needs to be there to connect it to its soul. The man and the wife produce the body, but the soul always comes from God. And the other explanation, which is really very, very cute, is that there are these three witnesses for things that happen in the world. The heaven is a witness, the earth is a witness, and Hashem Himself is a witness. And this verse then is explaining that these three represent Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Excuse me, I said Hashem Himself, but the words are water. Water, which represents Chesed. So it's really talking about Abba and Ima and Chesed. Chesed being the first level of Zeron Pin. So it's referring to the Yud, the He, and the Vav of the Tetragrammaton. All of these relationships are being expressed in the Zohar. And it, the Zohar is then saying that we have these three acting in concert at the higher level, the level of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, and as a lower level, the level of Netzach Hod and Yesod. And in the 6 days of creation, we have these two triples working together, and those two triples are what form the six star points of the Star of David, which is a protection shield. So all of this is built into this verse from the Zohar. Verse 122. Yoma kadma'a apik shemaya omanuta dilay dikti vayomer Elohim yehior vayehior. Yoma tainyana apiku miya knuta le'avita. Dikti vayomer Elohim yehi rakia betoch hamayim v'gomer istalaku palga maya le'ela upalga maya le'tata ishta aru v'il male bach damya itperashu alma. Lahavaka em yoma talita avidat ara viapikat kema de itzber paktat dikti vayomer Elohim tache haaretz deshesev ukti vitotze haaretz desha vigomer. On the first day, heaven produced its craft, as it is written, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. On the second day, water gave off its craft, as it is written, and Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, where half of the waters ascended on high, and half remained below. And had the waters not divided, there would have been no world. On the third day, the earth did as it was commanded, as it is written, let the earth bring forth grass. And the earth brought forth grass. This verse is starting to address what we talked about in the first verse, that the, or it's giving us a deeper understanding of this relationship between Abba, Ima, and water, which is Abba, Ima, Chesed. And this statement is interesting, that without the waters dividing, there would be no world. On one level, it's because there would be no space for the world to exist. There would have been so much water that the land could never have surfaced. Of course, God can do anything. But one of the reasons that he had the water separate, and as we learned in our science and Torah class, the rainfall system, the evaporation system and rainfall, science says is not sufficient to account for all the water. There must be some additional water every day, something along the lines of 60 million metric tons of water, and that is attributable to the comets that burn up in the atmosphere, because most of what they're made of is water. Verse 123. Ad haka kol umana ma'ilein telata apiko manuta dile viavdu Ma de itva kadu ishta aru tilat yomina haranim yoma dalid itva kad umana kadma alame bad umana dile dikti vayomer Elohim yehi meorot vigomer vichaynu Shemayim b'yoma chamisha apiku mayad ihu mana achara diktiv ayomer Elohim yisretzu hamayim v'gomer b'yoma shetita a'odat ara umanuta dila Dikti vayomer Elohim totze haaretz nefesh chaya v'gomer. So far, each of the three craftsmen have produced it of its craft, and they had done what they had been commanded to do. Three other days remained in the act of creation. On the fourth day, the first craftsman, heaven, was commanded to do its craft, as it is written, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. And so we have the skies. On the fifth day, it was again the turn of the second craftsman, water, as it is written, and Elohim let the waters swarm. And on the sixth day, the earth again produced its craft, as it is written, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. And so this verse relates the first 3 days of creation and each of the three craftsmen and what they were dealing with. Day one is creating light, and day four creates the sun and the moon, which are lights. Day two, the water creates what it creates, and the firmament splits it. And on day five, the second day of the second cycle, the seas bring forth what they bring forth, but it's water and water. And then on the third day, the earth is also the sixth day. The third day it brings forth grass, and on the sixth day it brings forth other plants or living creatures. I'm sorry. Verse 124. Kevan dalat o mamin ilein ashlimu o badaihu amar lon kuchabarihu umanuta hada it li lebebad vihu adam it habaru kachada viana amchon Naase Adam Gufa Bilchon Ba'ana Ehe Shutafu Imchon V'naasa Adam Kima Divkat Meta Hava B'shutafu Akina Me Levatar Abba Deve Ave Davita Dishmaya Vyavita demaya vita di umanatalita ke gavna diara vikuchabri subishtatis vichadai hu viaraza daketi viosav. The three craftsmen have finished their task. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, I have one more creation to make, namely man. Join yourselves together and let us, I with you, make man. The body shall be made by you, and I will be a partner with you by giving the soul. And we shall make man. And just as formerly the three craftsmen worked in a partnership in the act of creation, so also was it subsequently with the creation of man. There is the Father with whom he made the works of heaven and the works of the water from whom comes the whiteness, is in man. And the woman, who is the third craftsman, like the earth, from whom comes the redness in the baby. And then there is the Holy One, blessed be he, who participated with them, from whom comes the soul. And in respect of this secret, the text has, they who made him, in reference to the Holy One, blessed be he, a person's father and his mother. We've already touched on this in our first verse in this section. Verse 125. The call shuta futa away the tanenan the shata divarna shatif lakuchavarifu lehedwa ile kuchavarifu ate laginta dieden via akarmitaman. The Avuhi via my, the Inin Shitafin Behade, the Ate Loni Mele Havu, Hedwa, the Kuru Zemini, Taman, Umena Shalayadin, Avalbia Ku de Barnash, Kuchabri Ku Zamin Gabe. Bilhodo vilauda te aguri ulime ahidiki batsar liet ra hashem el eloheya shaweya vigomer. And even though his father and his mother might have departed from this world, a man rejoices with all the three partners of his making. As we have learned, when a man involves the Holy One, blessed be he, in his rejoicing, the Holy One, blessed be he, comes to the Garden of Eden and takes his father and mother from there, for they are partners with him, and brings them in with him to that rejoicing. And all of them are there together, but people do not know it. When, on the other hand, a man is in trouble, the Holy One, blessed be he, is there with him alone. And he does not inform his father and mother, as it is written, in my distress, I called upon Hashem and cried to my Elohim. Why would Hashem inform your father and your mother of the difficulties of your life? Why have them worry about you? This is just an aspect that's common sense. And yet, how many of us feel it's important to let people know that their children are doing something that's causing them potential problems? How many of us think it's important that we involve the parent to solve the problem of the child? Learn from this verse. You see a child doing something wrong. You don't criticize it, because he won't hear a criticism. But you help him discover the proper path, the proper way. You don't have to go to his parents and let them do it. Yes, it is their obligation, but it's sharing if you do it. And it's also the opportunity that if you're not successful, God forbid, the parents can then step in. Hashem teaches us many things in how he deals with each other and each of us. That's the end of this section. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful 4th of July. And remind you that tonight starting at 10 p.m., we will have our Hilulah for Joseph HaSadiq. He's allowing us, he chose to leave this world on this day so that he would be exactly in the middle of the 3 weeks, or almost in the middle of the 3 weeks. He gives us this opportunity to connect to positivity and balance our lives in the period of this negativity. I hope you'll take advantage of it. And if I don't speak to you tonight, have a beautiful Shabbat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.